What it means to say is Rav Papi holds, that means that the Bechor didn't do anything but Palga means and half of the sale of the Chilik of the Poshet. That he had no right to sell. But the Chilik of the Bechor, that Yofa Mocha, that he has a right to sell. Why? Because Rav Papi holds, the Yesh to the Bechor, Koidem Chaluka. A Bechor has a right to take his portion, even before the other brothers divide up. Therefore, Rav Papi holds that it was said here, the Yosef Leklum only means in half of the property, or else the half that he sold of his own of Chelik Poshet, or else that he sold the other brother's Chelik. That Mechira does not is nothing. But the part of his own Chelik Bechira that he had, that he had a right to sell. Umasav, Rav Papi holds no. Umasav are Bekulu. In the old thing he had no right to sell. Because the Bechor has no right to get even his Chelik, until they make the chalukah. So before the chalukah, he has no right to take it. Therefore, the sale, loss of leklum, means on the whole thing. Sholchu mitom, they sent the word back from Eretz Yisrael, from Yerushalayim, b'chor shemocha koidim chalukah, or b'chor that sells his chelik. Even before the brothers divide up the property, loyos leklum, nothing is done. Alma, what do we see? That they lechura hold like Rav Papa, that ain la lebechor kaidim chalukah. They hold like Rav Papa that even the bechor has no right to take his portion before the other brothers divide up. Even though the pasuk says losos loy aloshen matana, it's not his until they all divide up equally. Now the most says hilchos. So what's the maskana? The maskana lechura is though that yesh lebechor kaidim chalukah. No. The old like Rav Papi, that a Bechor does have a right to take his portion right away, even before the other brothers go down to make a chalukah, still the Bechor has a right to take his portion. Mazutra mi de Rishpa, Mazutra from Rishpa, Polag bitzina de Papali, Tahade Achin Bishava. He divided up Polag bitzina de Papali, was a basket of Papali of peppers, Bahadi Yachin with the rest of the brothers, Bishava equally. Osla Kaime the Ravashi, in front of Ravashi Yomalei, Hoyo, Vitarta Bemikfas, Vitarta Becholan Echasukulam. In other words, the Bechor here, in this Chaluk of dividing up the Papal and the peppers, gave up, like was Michael, his extra portion of the Bechor, and he said, okay, we'll divide it all up equally. Therefore, he held that we had, like we just said, that Yesh the Bechor Koidim Chaluka, and therefore the Bechor has the right to be Meichel everything. So therefore, it's considered the Hoyel Vitra, Vitrosa, Bemiktas, Vitra, Bechola, Nechosim Kulan. Now the Mishnah says, Hoimer Ish Pleni, Bini Bechor, Lo Yito Pi Shnayim. The father says, listen. This son of mine, which is a Bechor, I do not want him to yashin two portions of my nechosim. Or else the father says, Ish pleini bini, this son, my son, leyirish imachiv, he should not yashin with the rest of my sons, with his brothers. He wasn't a Bechor, he was a portion, a regular one. So the locher is, lo yomaklum, the father saying means nothing. Why? Because it's going against what it says in the Torah. And the klal is called it's a nice bottle. What about Hamachalik Nechosev Alpiv? Let's say a father is dividing up his property, Alpiv, not for Torah's Yerusha. He's just like giving it away as a present. So then, Ribo Liyechod, Umiyat Liyechod, Ovehishvan Lehem Esabachor. To one brother he wants to give a lot, to one brother he wants to give a little, to his sons, and to one son, and he wants to be mashra the Bechor, he wants to give the Bechor the equal as anybody else. So Dvorav Kayam, he's allowed to do that. Since he's not saying he's doing it with Teres Yerusha, he wants to give out his property now to presents for his children, he's allowed to do what he wants. But V'yamoma Mishum Yerusha, but if again, he speaks out clearly, what I mean to say is, I want this to be given now, but there is Yerusha, lo yamaklum. then what the father says again means nothing, because it's going against what the Torah says. What about kosav bein betchila bein b'yemtza bein b'soif mishum matana dvorav kayomim? Even though he mentioned he wanted to give it out b'teres Yerusha, but if at the beginning or in the middle or at the end he also said he wants this to be a matana, then we take to say what it means to say is the matana, and then dvorav kayomim, since there's a lashon matana in between here, even though he said a lashon first, still we say there's a kinyan. We say the ikar the father meant to do here is give a b'teres a present, and the lachar is he's allowed to give presents wherever he wants to. Therefore, he could be mashra, he can give one more, one less. That's not considered being masna mashakosav b'teres. Now the Gemara says, Leimo mas nisan deloike Rabbi Yehuda. Let's say our Mishnah comes out not like Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Indeed, Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah comes out good according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Amar, Rabbi Yehuda always says that Bedova shel Momen, with Tanai Kayim, if you make a condition with the money matters, even though it's going against what the Torah says, still the Tanai is Kayim, it's good. So the Chur, that's not like our Mishnah. Here, Yerusha, the Chur is also money matters. And our Mishnah says, if the father makes a Tanai against the Lachas of the Torah, it's ain't the Dvar of Kayamim. So our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. The Tani would not like this. Ho'im el Yishav, somebody says to his wife, Hareyat mekodeshesli, you should be married to me. Our manas on a condition though, Shein lecho olai sher ksus v'yano. That the husband tells his wife that I'll marry you, but on a condition of Tanai that I will not have a chiev of share, that means to give you mezainis to feed you, ksus to give you clothing, v'yano and tashmas to live with you. Now, when you get married, you have these three chiyuvim. So if the husband tells his wife, I'll marry you, but I do not want to have these three chiyuvim, so the locher is harezim u'kadeshes, u'tanai batel divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds the Kedushin is chal, but the Tanai is batel. You can't make such a Tanai, such a Kedushin. It's against the Torah. And the Svar is the whole Pasha of Tanoim. We learn that from B'nai God and B'nai Ruvan. You can only make a Tanai how it goes through with the Gidri HaTorah. But to make a condition on a Maisa against the Torah, you have no power to be Mavato, to break the Maisa. So since the Maisa, you made a Maisa Kedushin here, the Kedushin is chal. That's Rabbi Meir Shita. However, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda says, V'dover shel mamon, what pertains to money over here, the share and the ksus to feed your wife, or to clothe your wife, tenoy kayim, you couldn't make such a condition on that. And therefore the kedushin is chal, and this husband does not have a chiyuv to feed his wife. So the chur al mishnah is not like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds by dover shel mamon, tenoy is kayim. So Gemara answers no, it could be afilu tamer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, but there's a difference. Hosam yadai v'komochlo. Over there, when the husband tells it to his wife, she hears it and she agrees and she's meichel. Since she's meichel, she gives up the rights. That a tanai is okay. But hocho loikomochlo. But over here, the other brothers or the bechor was not meichel. The father was the one that said, I do not want my bechor to take two chalokim. But the Bechor was not maskim, he was not meichel. Therefore now Mishnah, the Tanai of the father does not help, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Or he can't say he doesn't want one son, not the Yashin. Since that son is not meichel, he does not agree, the father's Tanai is batel, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. Alright, turn over. Nothing more says like this. Omar Rabbi Yosef, Omar ish ploini bini b'chori, hu naito pishnayim. The father says, this is my son, and he's b'chori, he's my b'chor. He takes two portions. Because that's called the father saying, it's his b'chor, a b'chor takes two. What about ish ploini b'chor hu? The person just says, ish ploini, this person is a b'chor. He doesn't say like bini. He just says, this person is a b'chor. So then, ainu naito pishnayim. Then the son does not take two portions. Why? Because dilma maybe buchra dima koma. Maybe what the father meant to say is this is a bechor of the mother. In other words, the halacha that a bechor takes to, it has to be a bechor of the father. It has to be reishis oinoi. He is the first son the father has. Let's say the father had a son from one wife, and then he remarried to a different wife, and from that wife he had another son. Even though that son is the first one from a second wife, that son does not take to chalokim. He's not called the bechor lanachlo. So therefore here, if a father just says, this is a bechor, it could mean he only meant to say it's the bechor from his mother, and therefore he does not take two portions. The Gemara says, Ohu di yosla kami di rabba bar rab chono. There was somebody that came in front of Rabba bar chono. Omalei, so he said to him, Murzak me bezeh shu bechor. Like we know for sure this person is a bechor, it's muhzaklon, we always held, we always like thought that this person is a bechor. Omalei mino yadas, how do you know this? Someone says that Vikorilei Avua Buchra Sichla, because his father used to call him like a Buchra Bechor Sichla, foolish, like Rashi Lagerfam says, a Shaita, a foolish Bechor. But he used to call him the Bechor, so that's the proof that he's a Bechor. Someone says no, Dilma Buchra Dimahu. Maybe all the father meant to say is he's the firstborn from his mother. Techo Buchra Dimah Nami Buchra Sichla Karilahu. Because a bechor from the mother, father also calls like a foolish bechor. So that's not a proof to say is really bechor lanachlo to take two portions. It could be his only bechor. Could be his only bechor from the mother. Mor says now who the yosla came to Rabbi Chanina. A person came in front of Rabbi Chanina. Oh malay murzak mi bezeh shu bechori. It's the shu bechor. We thought all along that this person is a bechor. Omalaisi said to him, "No, Yodas, how do you know? Amri lo, tichi hevi osa legabe yavu, because when his father came by, omalu, zilu legabe, shachas bari, tobuchruhu. Go near my son, because he's a bechor, omasi rukia, and you should know his spit like will heal you." So since the father called his son a bechor, that's a proof that he's really a bechor. So Marius also, how do you know that? The Duma maybe Buchra Divahu. Maybe what he meant to say is the firstborn of his mother. So Marius says, no, Gemiri, we know that Buchra Diyaba Masya Rukya. That's a Kimlein. That only Buchra, the firstborn of the father, that son, his spit is like a refuah. It could heal a mark, it could heal the wound. But Buchra Diyimala Masya, the Buchra, just from a mother, that does not heal. Le Masya Rukya. Therefore here, if they were saying over that this spit heals, that's the proof it's really Bechor. Omer Rabbi Ami says, Timtum, a person that was born a Timtum, means at the time his Eva was covered up. We're not sure if he's a Zohar or an Akeva. Shenikra, later on it was split there. V'nimtza Zohar, we came out, we found out that really he's a Zohar. Einu Naito Pishnayim. Even though he's the firstborn, and even though now we find out he's a Zohar, he does not have a Locha B'chor L'Nachlo. The Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, V'hoyo HaBen HaB'chor L'Shniya. That means, Ad Sheyehei Ben Mishas Havaya, that as soon as the son is born, right then he has to have a Shem B'chor. V'hoyo HaBen HaB'chor Mashmer, when he was born, he was a B'chor. Here when he was born, he was a Tumtum, he was covered up, we're not sure what he was, even though we find out later that's not called a B'chor. Rav Nachum of Yitzchak Omar, Af Eino Nidon, Ki Ben Tzairu Murr. Such a son that was born, a Tumtum, even though later we find that he's a Zohar, does not have a loch of a Ben Tzairu Murr. Again, the Yom HaKor, the Pesach says, Ki Yi Eli Ish Ben Tzairu Murr. Ki Yi means, Achiei Ben, Mishas Havai, from the second that he was born, from then on he had to have a shame Ben. Since at the time when he was born, it was a tumtum, it was a suffix what he was, there's no pash of a ben sarah mayra on such a son. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, really, we're holding daf kuf chov zayin, omed aleph. We'll just do over again, just last gemara again, daf kuf chov vov, omed on the base, in the bottom gemara. Again, the fourth line from the bottom. Omer Rabbi Ami. Rabbi Ami said like this, a chiddush. Omer Rabbi Ami, that tumtum, shenikra, v'nimtza zachar, if a baby was born a tumtum. The tumtum mean by the mokum ever it was covered up. There was skin over it. and you can't tell at that time when he was born whether it's a boy or a girl. And then the locher is shenikra. And then later on, it's split. V'nimtza zocher, and we found that it's a boy. So Rav Ami says a chiddush, eino noito pishnayim. Shino, he's not called a bechor, even though he's the first one born. He doesn't have a loch of a bechor l'nachlo. He does not get later on two portions in the Yerusha. Why? The Yom HaKro, the Pasuk says, for hoyo ha-ben ha-bechor lasniya, that it will be the ben ha-bechor to the one, to the wife that he hates. So idashin, it says loshin of a hoyo, that means, achihei ben mishas havaya, that he has to be a son, a ben, a boy, at the time when he's born. And over here, that when the son was born, he was born a tumtim. That means covered up. We can't tell at that time if he was a zocher or he's in a keva, so he doesn't have a loch of a bechor lenachla. That's one halacha. That's Rav Ami's halacha. Now Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Omar, af einoy nidun keben soiru marer. Such a son, such a boy also, that first when he was born a tumtum. And then later on it was cut there. There was an operation, a split, and it came out that he's a zocher, and later on he acts like a ben sarah murrer. He does not have the loch of a ben sarah murrer, that the parents don't have to have him killed, they don't take him out to be killed. Why? The Yom HaKro, because the Pasuk says, ki yiye li'ish ben sarah murrer. Again, it says lashon of ki yiye. If there will be, ki yiye, there will be. Swidashin also, achihei ben mishas havaya, that the son has to be a boy at the time when he's born. If he was born right away to look like a zochor, then later on in life, it becomes when it comes by mitzvah, if he's a ben sarah murrer, we give him the yenish of a ben sarah murrer. But otherwise, he doesn't have the yenish of a ben sarah murrer. These are two halachas about a tumtim. Rav Ami's halacha and Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Nothing more says here.